This is the Midday Market Report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Corn is trading lower today due to improved rain chances in South America and pressure from sharply lower soybeans. Export sales were good and are providing some support. For the week ending November 9th, the USDA reported an increase of 71.2 million bushels of corn export sales for 23-24. Last week's export shipments of 26.9 million bushels were below the 42.9 million bushels needed each week to meet the USDA's export estimate. Primary destinations were to Mexico, Colombia, and Honduras. In South America, improved chances of rain are forecast from this Sunday through the end of November or longer, in what would be a reversal from the hot and dry conditions that the crop was planted in. Dry weather in the United States is helping the corn harvest wrap up on a high note, but the expected production of 15.234 billion bushels of new corn supplies is pressuring prices. Soybeans are sharply lower today following an updated weather forecast for South America, which is calling for better rain chances throughout November. Both soybean meal and oil are trading lower. While central and northern Brazil, along with Argentina, are expected to get more frequent showers, southern Brazil continues to get rain and is too wet. Following a string of sales recently to both China and unknown, another flash sale was reported this morning of 220,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations for 23-24. For the week ending November 9th, the USDA reported an increase of 144 million bushels of soybean export sales for 23-24, a marketing year high. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. At midday, December corn up 2 3/4 at 473 3/4. January soybeans down 20 1/4 at 1364 3/4. On the Merck, December live cattle down $1.92 at $175.85. November feeder cattle down 25 cents at $229.17. December lean hogs down 7 cents at $70.97. December pork cutouts down 57 cents at $81.45. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.